This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Episode of the American Family Farmer. I'm always enthused when it comes to being on the radio, no matter what the subject matter, but I really take care with the American Family Farmer show because I am an American Family Farmer, and this means so much to me and to you, obviously. I've got actually almost 200 affiliates over the last 3 years, got three more that signed up this past week. Thank you for being there and being interested in what's going on in the food. It's the farm and food. That's really what the focus is. Farm, farmers, and food. The American Family Farmer. The Family Farmer is my focus, and the businesses that are run by farmers and the local boers who support us and enjoy the food, the locally produced food, all natural, organic, however you want to label it, it really is the place to go. You want to, wherever there's an opportunity to support your family farmer, whether it's for dairy or for produce, please help yourself. A lot of good things going on a lot of farms around the country, new ways of using the land and making farms viable, because we really have to do that. Every week we produce a podcast out of the information, the conversations that we have on this program. So if you go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, you will, for example, hear me in the current one speaking from the U.S. Hemp Growers Conference, where I was last week. Morris Beagle, founder of We Are for Better Alternatives, which is a program that provides education and information about hemp to promote the industry and the benefits of the plant itself. What a fabulous! I mean, we all learned a whole lot. I actually made that the focus of the last two American Family Farmers because there's so much there, so many ways to benefit, and there's so much ignorance about hemp. These stupid people who think, you know, there's a gateway drug or something. Do you realize how much good comes out of hemp? Whether it be clothing, rope, whether it be the oils that are great for your body inside and out, whether it be the food value of hemp. It's fabulous. It's a very valuable crop. So trying to dispel that information. We also have in the current podcast Samantha Walsh, who's a lobbyist for the hemp industry, CEO and co-founder of Tetra Public Affairs, which is a cannabis-centered consulting firm. So if you want to find out about her, you can go to Samantha at TetraPublicAffairs.com. But there's just so much there, a lot of information. And that's really what we're about here, to provide you with information, solutions to problems, that sort of thing. In a few minutes, we're going to meet Wendy Johnson, who is from a farm in Iowa, has some very interesting thinking. And that's really what this, in being a good farmer today involves physical work, but also you got to be smart. You got to think things through because there are lots and lots of challenges. And to that point, I want to start for a moment or two and think about how it is that you're buying things for yourself. Are you buying from other local producers of whatever it is? Do you, whether you're in the Midwest, whether you're on the East Coast, Southeast, Northwest, wherever you are, wherever your farm is, are you supporting the local people that support you? Are you going to the local hardware store instead of the Home Depot? Are you going to the local drugstore instead of the Walgreens? I mean, frankly, it's a challenge in many of the populated parts of our country to even find a local grocery store or a local drugstore or a local hardware store. But when you're in the Midwest or you're in farm areas, farm country, much easier. If Walmart hasn't come in and ruined the business for all the locals, it has been, it's my experience anyway, going to school in Ohio and paying attention to a lot of the folks that carry my various radio programs that are family-oriented, that are farm-centric, because they hear me talking about what really is essentially an American value. A core American value is understanding what goes on the farm and supporting what goes on the farm. So when I'm looking at how I got some catalogs this week, and I'm looking at buying seeds, I need to replant 40, 50 acres of hay field, so I'm trying to find the best. And I normally buy from the same people, but I'm looking around at other sources because I really want to have what amounts to organic seeds for the hay that I'm going to grow. So I'm looking online, then sort of thinking, all right, there's a local guy that I can go to in a town about 40 miles from here. Do I want to drive there and pick up my seeds, or do I want to have them shipped to me by the big company in Pennsylvania? So I decided I'm going to do both. I'm going to go to the local warehouse in a couple of weeks and buy the seed before it's all gone, because that'll, you know, it's like fertilizer. Can you find it when you want it? If you need it in June or July? Not most of the time you can. So in this circumstance, this is the time of year to be buying all of your seeds if you haven't already bought them. I was talking to my friend that runs the, I've always called them truck farms, the produce farm in my area. And they set out their seeds. Tomato seeds are starting to grow. The stuff that they put out and have it ready to stick in the ground. In some cases, they have hydroponics. So they're growing seeds that they'll plant in the ground in May, but they also get a start on things early by using a greenhouse that they have, heat it, and put the plants that hang into the water the hydroponic way. So it's exciting to see all that stuff. And they buy everything locally. And there's a few source outfits in New England you can buy from. But wherever you are, you know what I'm talking about. I'm just trying to underscore the need, the desire, the urging that I have to, instead of making it easy, like a lot of us do, you get on the web and you order things on the web and it gets shipped to you. Try to think about what the local ag, I mean, you're an ag retailer. So when you think about what ag retail was like 20 years ago, whether people coming to your farm for milk or whether they're coming to farm for produce, think about what it was 20 years ago and how easy it was, or it was easier to get clientele. And now it's very difficult because all the big stores say, well, we've got locally produced this, that, and the other thing. And that may be true, but that still doesn't help because they're selling wholesale to that store so that the store can sell it at retail. Why not sell all that you make, or as much as you can, at retail at your farm? That's all I'm underscoring here. Think about how you're going to promote using e-commerce, ag retail, use technology. You have a big farm, a small farm doesn't make any difference. You got young people working there. You got folks that have been around the farm business, farm economy for a long, long time. It's certain that e-commerce is going to gain a foothold in ag retail. It really is. No question about that. You can see all of the things. What is Kara Schillen, who's in my studio in the main studio in Washington? What is it that Victoria uses? Isn't it? There's a delivery, a food delivery service. There's a bunch of them.
Amazon Fresh.
I think she has Amazon Fresh,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's what we're competing with. Although they got to buy the stuff from local farmers, but they have to make a profit. So the local farmer's not getting as much out of Victoria or you as might be the case if, in fact, and Victoria is one of the other co-hosts on my DJB program that I'm talking about. That's on Monday through Friday. So anyway, I'm sort of underscoring something that is important to me. 23% of farmers say that they buy all of their seed and everything that they need from the locals. 23%. Used to be 100%, right? Now only 23%. If they can find people who are selling fertilizer, if they can find people that are selling seeds, that sort of thing, they're buying locally. But a lot of them buy from the big seed houses, big national catalog companies and that sort of thing. So I'm just trying to point out some things where we can help each other. That's what we're all about here. In a moment, Wendy Johnson joins me. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer, 1:15.
What a day for tennis. You ready to play?
Ugh.
Is everything all right?
This sinus pressure.
Allegra Dean knows that allergy congestion can get in the way of enjoying the moment.
Go ahead and practice without me.
Allegra Dean helps you break through congestion fast. Allegra Dean combines a non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Whoa, nice volley.
How about another set?
Only if you go easy on me.
Get Allegra Dean and get back to the moment. Starts working in 1 hour. Available at the pharmacy counter.
Hi,
friends, it's Victoria Keelan.
You know, in business, it's all about the bottom line. And since I sit in this uncomfortable old desk chair about 12 hours a day, well, my bottom line could really use a new chair, if you know what I mean.
Staples has lots of ways to save your business money. And right now, during the Staples chair event, you can save up to 50% on a full selection of office and desk chairs.
That really helps my bottom line. In more ways than one.
Work comfortably for less. The office chair event at Staples. Better chair equals better workday. Ends 3/10/18.
All right, let's get to our conversation of the week with Wendy Johnson, who is a farmer from Charles City, Iowa. She was born on the farm. Wendy, were you born on that farm, or did you move from one farm to another?
I was born on a farm about 2 miles from where I live right now.
So you're like me. I haven't been, I haven't owned a house or lived anywhere permanently outside of the quarter mile area that I've been in for all of my life. So you have done the same thing. What's the plus and the minus of that? You're where you grew up. Is it good because you know everybody and your family knows everybody? Has that helped you?
I kind of have a different situation, though. You know, I grew up there, but I moved away when I was 18. And then I moved back to this area 18 years later. So there was kind of a pause, you know, between the times I was living here as a teenager versus, you know, living here as an adult. So there's some good and bad to that. I think maybe some people think I'm still that. You know, that
the kid next door,
teenager.
Yeah.
I've actually had some other experiences in my life, and I'm probably quite a bit different than I was when I was a teenager. So,
yeah. Well, isn't that true of all of us? I can say that in terms of my own experience. I'm glad you're telling that story because it gives me a little chance to review myself, thinking about who I grew up around, the farmers that were influences on me. One man was like my second father, and he was a very sensitive, sweet man. Taught me a lot about the cows, and I loved him and loved it. I think that's why I loved the cows as much as I did, because of what he influenced me to think. Whereby, then I think about the other fellow who was down the street from him who had the produce farm, and man, was I scared of him. So we probably all grow, and at my age, I don't have to be scared. I don't have to be afraid of anybody anymore. But you know, you have those things. So, what did you like best about where you grew up?
I liked being close to my grandparents because the farm I live on now is actually my grandparents' farm.
Yep.
And so I have really great childhood memories of coming to visit this farm and my grandparents and spending a lot of time with them.
Yeah.
And that's a highlight. Growing up in a small town in a very rural area, was kind of, I couldn't wait to leave. When I think about memories as a child, I guess I just enjoyed being outside all the time. And that was part of being a farm girl and living in rural America, is just being outside, snow, below freezing, hot, 100 plus days, humidity, you know, any kind of weather. It was just nice to be outside to play.
Yeah. Well, you can have all that stuff. I never liked the cold weather. As I've been fortunate to escape it for the last 30 years in the wintertime. It doesn't do that part of it, never. But like this time of year, as I'm spending a lot of time in California, I'm thinking, okay, I bought my seeds. I'm ready to go. We get excited. You know, for people who are on the farm, this may be more exciting. Most people get excited about the coming spring, but more of us who are on the farm get excited, even though you talk lovingly about snow and cold. You can have all that. You can keep it. But then we know that there's a thaw coming and that there are things we can see the stuff grow. And that's an exciting thing. So I want to talk about you and your husband's collaboration on the farm in Charles City, Iowa. It's called Joya Food Farm, J-O-I-A, foodfarm.com. Go to their website, 21 after the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Keep your motor running, 23 after the hour on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Wendy Johnson from Joya Food Farm in Iowa. So she's told us the story about where she came from. I just anecdotally, as I listen to you, sometimes I compare with people who are telling the story so we can all identify with you and your situation. I thought it was very important for me to get away from my family as well. I grew up in Massachusetts, and I couldn't wait to get to Ohio to go to school. And what I ended up doing was working on a dairy farm and a bull farm while I was a college student. And it gave me the opportunity to see farming a little differently than what I had grown up around, because every region has different ways of doing things. So I got my start in radio and continued my interest in the farm when I was in college. It sounds like you had a pretty good college experience. You met your husband, right, when you went to school?
No, I actually didn't meet him for a ways later. So,
oh, I thought you did, really?
No, ah. I went to school in Minnesota, and then I moved to Los Angeles, and that's where I met him quite a few years later. Yeah.
What did you do in Los Angeles?
I moved there to work as a stylist for television and film. And
really?
I ended up not really enjoying that occupation. I just felt like I needed something a little bit more substantial that I could feel really good about.
Yeah.
So I changed careers, but in the meantime, after I'd moved to Brazil for some time, and then I moved back to Long Beach, California, actually, and then that's where I had met him. So.
Well, what is the old thing about you can't keep them down on the farm after they've seen the big city? I don't think that that's true at all. I think many of us that live part-time in the big city, I've had it because I have a part-time home in Los Angeles, and it's I like it there a lot. My children are there, but I don't. It's not the farm. I don't want to. You know, people say, "Why don't you go move to California where your children are?" I don't want to. I don't like. I don't want to be there. I want to be on the farm.
Yeah.
Thanks very much for the suggestion, but I would rather be here. So, what did your husband know about farming?
Absolutely nothing. He had never been east of Las Vegas. So
really?
Kind of a he had his diet was so different than mine, and it was just kind of an eye opener, I think, for him when he moved to Iowa.
Mm-hmm. So how is Is he a partner on the farm with you? Did you make a farmer out of him?
Yes, I did. It's pretty amazing. He is a success story. He has really taken, animals have been his forte, and so we took a course on holistic management. I don't know if you've ever read that book by Alan Savory, but
I have not.
He the emphasis is to, you know, do what is what you're good at and embrace those things and maybe move away from the things that maybe you're not so good at or hire them out or whatnot. And so he's really, my husband Johnny's really embraced animals, and so that is his job or forte on the farm, and that's what he really enjoys to do. So he's our herdsman slash animal caregiver, I guess.
All right. So you made a big leap. This is, I'm aiming this at a lot of people who are younger who are thinking about the same thing. I have a lot of younger farmers on the program because they have tended to find solutions to many of the problems that we are all facing being on the farm. But in training or getting him to find his legs, if you will, on the farm, did you have to teach him? Did he learn by doing? How did he learn to become a farmer?
Learn by doing. It's all experiential. And it is for me, too. It's not like it was an intrinsic thing. You know, I grew up on a farm that was a corn soybean farm. My dad built some of the first hog confinements in the area in the early 70s. And but I was never really a part of that whole thing, you know. I didn't really have an interest in it. And so coming back to the farm, there was the way that we farm is a lot different than that, and there's just a lot of learning, hands-on learning. Mentorships are really important, having a mentor or several mentors, going to conferences, learning about this type of agriculture. That's all important.
It's the new world order, man. It's the new world order of farming, and there's no getting away from it. And it's probably a good thing for many of us to understand. All right, hold on a second. Wendy Johnson, we continue with a focus on what she and her husband have done and how they've done it on the Joya Food Farm at joyafoodfarm.com.
You know, in business, it's all about the bottom line. And since I sit in this uncomfortable old desk chair about 12 hours a day, well, my bottom line could really use a new chair, if you know what I mean.
Staples has lots of ways to save your business money. And right now, during the Staples Chair event, you can save up to 50% on a full selection of office and desk chairs.
That really helps my bottom line, in more ways than one.
Work comfortably for less. The office chair event at Staples. Better chair equals better workday. Ends 3/10/18.
Geico presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recently flooded basement. Here to describe the event, a tube sock.
So I'm curled up in a cozy pile of whites when the washing machine suddenly starts shimmying and shaking. Next thing I know, we're standing in 4 inches of water.
Did you help clean up?
Sure, but I'm just one sock.
A tube sock can't help you with a flooded basement, but the Geico Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call Geico to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
What a day for tennis. You ready to play? Is everything all right?
This sinus pressure.
Allegra D knows that allergy congestion can get in the way of enjoying the moment.
Go ahead and practice without me.
Allegra D helps you break through congestion fast. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Whoa, nice volley.
How about another set?
Only if you go easy on me.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm.
Luke Bryan helps to get us into the focus here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. This week we're hearing the story of the Joya Food Farm, a website, J-O-I-A, foodfarm.com. Wendy Johnson and her husband have taken her grandfather's farm and made it a diverse sort of livestock and organic crop farm. They sell to their local communities what they raise on the farm. So how broad is your market and how much competition is there for Wendy and Johnny? Your daughter is how? She's five, so she's not helping you yet, right?
That's her first job, so she has started a little bit.
Okay, good. All right, so what is the market like here? This is a town that is, I'm guessing by looking at the circumstances, that this is not a big community, so how do you spread your produce and sell it? Is it all retail, or do you do some wholesale? What do you do?
We have to do a mix, so it's retail, wholesale, some to restaurants. So it goes probably all across Iowa, and there are a handful of aggregators, distributors that ship things, from let's say Des Moines to Omaha, or from Twin Cities to Iowa City. You know, there's some different trucks that move food here and there, but really our main focus is 45 to 100 miles radius for us.
And how do people know you're there?
Well, that's a good question. Marketing is always kind of a difficult thing, but so we have a website, we have Instagram, we're on Facebook. So we try the social media route. We're updating our website so that we can have people order online. We can ship to our products are the majority of them are USDA processed, so we can ship them across state lines. So just trying to get, we have buying clubs also, so we're just trying to get the word out is probably the most difficult part of the marketing thing.
Yeah. And what do you like best about the circumstances? I mean, there have to be other farmers around that are doing what you're doing, or because you're in a farm area, so are they doing the same sorts of things? Are you learning with each other? Are you cooperative with each other?
You know, we're kind of living in an area that is the majority of farmers are very industrialized. So the type of farm that we have, a very diverse livestock and organic crop farm, is unusual, you know, in our area. But there are more and more farms popping up that want to raise, you know, 3 to 4 sows or a 6 head of cattle or, you know, and sell them to the local market. And so I think it's kind of a new thing, and we're kind of trying to feel it all out of where we can sell our products. And I think collaboration is going to have to be the key eventually when more and more farmers start to diversify, which I am hopeful that they will. So
yeah, I think that is important. What sort of problems are you not in terms of dairy? You're talking. I'm looking at the livestock and the things that you're doing there. Your husband's the herdsman. Are you getting anywhere with dairy? Any traction at all? It's so tough to do that anywhere in the country now.
Absolutely, it is difficult. But we are not in dairy. We would love to collaborate with a dairy down the road. It's very difficult. The positive thing is that I don't know if you've heard of Organic Valley, but they're a cooperative, a dairy cooperative, and there are several dairies in northeast Iowa that are part of that cooperative. So they do exist, and Wisconsin isn't very close, isn't that far away, and that's where Organic Valley is based. And so there's more as that cooperative grows, they invite more dairies into that. So they just haven't reached this far west, I guess, little bit.
So in the gold department, you've described the farm well and where you are now. How much land, by the way, you're on your grandfather's farm, how much land is there?
We are renting 50 acres, and then our family farm is around 1,000.
All right. So the 50 acres is yours to use. Is it likely that when your father decides he doesn't want to farm anymore, that you're going to get the rest of the 1,000 acres?
That's a possibility. I have an older sister who lives out in Los Angeles, and so most likely it'll be, you know, split. I'd love the opportunity to be able to rent her acres if that ever comes to be. But, yeah, we're moving in a direction where he's looking at, we're transitioning some management to me. Of his farm,
yeah.
And, but, you know, my vision for the big farm is a little different. And so we have to communicate a lot, and we end up kind of meeting in the middle.
Well, that's the best way. As always, I was describing earlier on another program how you make a deal. There's the left, there's the right, there's this number, there's that number, and somewhere in the middle is something hopefully most reasonable people can agree to. So, you know what? I think what we're having, the East Coast where my farm is, has to focus on other things other than just growing because we don't have enough land. I use about 800 acres of land on my operation because I need it to grow hay and corn and stuff for the cows. But I also am now selling a lot of hay, and there are fewer and fewer fields, and there are fewer and fewer people doing it. So it's an okay business. Fortunately, I don't have to make a living at it because it's my avocation. This is where I make my living. But still, I want to be practical and sound in my working with the farm, and I have lots of collaborative work with other people because I find we can't do it. I help the produce guy. He helps me. We use the same land, that kind of stuff, I shouldn't say that wasn't the way I was growing up. We were the same families. We're working with each other, just sort of a different way. It sort of changed because now I'm the heavy and he's lighter, whereas his folks were heavy and the people I was with were lighter. Do you know what I mean? It's just the reality has changed around. But there is much interest in our community. People want to come to the farm. They want to see the cows. They want to go to the other farm. They want to go pick the vegetables. They want to maybe get on a tractor or something. Can you do that in Charles City, Iowa? Is it practical?
Absolutely. Yeah, and we really invite people to come out to the farm to do that. But I think what's different with maybe where you're from and here is that this is all rural. I mean, we don't have a town larger than Des Moines, Iowa, which I don't know how big cities are in
well, I know Des Moines. This program is on a station, and my morning program is on a station in Des Moines. And I have some friends that live not far from you, actually. So, okay. Yeah, and I've been on I'm on Boone, Iowa. There's three or four cities in Iowa that I'm heard, and I've been there. And I actually like the feel. It's just too damn cold in the winter. But other than that, it's a great place to farm, really.
Yeah, yeah. So we definitely invite people to come out to the farm to visit. And even in these small rural communities, many people have not left, the outskirts of the city to go to a farm or ever been invited to a farm to see where food comes from.
Yeah.
And so we invite people to come out all the time. It's a good experience.
All right. So you're raising your daughter on the farm. You're a mother and a farmer. And she's old enough to understand what happens to the pigs and the lambs and the things that you're raising. And you apparently bring people to watch the animals. If they buy an animal or a steak in an animal, they watch what the procedure is at the slaughterhouse. How does that affect her? You grew up around it. I noticed that you don't use electric prods. Those things move. They drive me nuts. I don't slaughter any of my animals. I let them live till they retire, and I give them away to people to use them as lawnmowers, but I won't slaughter them. I just don't. I won't. But that's just me. A lot of people need it because they need the money to sell the animals to survive. And then other people just, they like meat, and that's fine. I don't criticize people for that. It just doesn't work for me. So how is it that I remember the first time I was about maybe 7 when I went to a slaughterhouse. Oh, my God, it scared the hell out of me. But it wasn't necessarily sensitively done. So how do you do in that circumstance? Because you talk about that on your website.
Yeah, we just want to be as transparent as possible. And I've been vegan, I've been vegetarian before too, and I wanted to create a place, a farm where people who want to eat meat can eat responsible meat. Mm-hmm. And so that's and I'm no longer vegetarian, but I do, before I became a farmer, I supported farms that raised their animals ethically and humanely. And so we wanted to offer that to people. And so we are animal welfare approved. I don't know if you've heard of that.
Yeah,
called the Greener World.
Yeah.
And which they have a very nice set of standards that show that the animal is respected from beginning to end. And so with our daughter, she gets to see really where food comes from, from and how it's raised from beginning to end, and it's raised in a responsible manner. And I think that's a great learning opportunity for her, where maybe half the kids that she goes to school with, they just, you know, their food comes from the store, and that's about all that they know about it.
Right, that's the problem. Yeah, nobody knows where the food comes from. I'd get that all the time. Oh, where's the milk come from? Oh, it comes from the store. Hello, ding, 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 ding. All right, hold on a second. I want to spend a few more minutes with you, Wendy. Wendy Johnson talking about what her experience is. A lot of inspirational activity here. And so I didn't really let her, and I want to spend a few minutes on her being a mom. But I sort of tied it to going to the slaughterhouse and stuff. And how do you tell your children about that? We'll continue. A lot of important information here on the American Family Farmer.
What a day for tennis. You ready to play? Is everything all right?
This sinus pressure.
Allegra D knows that allergy congestion can get in the way of enjoying the moment.
Go ahead and practice without me.
Allegra D helps you break through congestion fast. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Whoa, nice volley.
How about another set?
Only if you go easy on me.
Get Allegra D and get back to the moment. Starts working in 1 hour. Available at the pharmacy counter.
It's the first ever Spring Black Friday flooring sale at Lumber Liquidators. Shop now and save on the hottest styles of 2018, like Woodlook waterproof floors up to 50% off. When it's waterproof, it's worry-proof. And get up to 36% off 30 styles of laminate, like antique farmhouse hickory. Take 5 to 10% off our already low prices on hardwood and bamboo with coupon. Get more from 49 cents and special financing. Don't miss the first Spring Black Friday flooring sale. Get to Lumber Liquidators today.
Couple of more minutes now here on the American Family Farmer with Wendy Johnson, inspirational story. I didn't quite feel like you finished your discussion about being a mom and a farmer, putting them together, what you're teaching your daughter.
Well, it's I know starting out when we first had Vivian as a baby, we were trying to figure out, how are we going to do chores, and am I going to have to, you know, when you have a small child who runs around or is not running yet and you have to carry them around and you're working with some larger livestock and castrating and, you know, doing things like that, it can be a little dangerous. And as a new mom, you know, at that time I was concerned. But it really, learning from other farm moms, peers that I have, friends and peers, and seeing, you know, how they do it, put them on a backpack or, you know, just bring them with you wherever you go. It's just you roll with it. And so that's what we ended up doing, and I think she experienced a lot from when she was an infant, even though she doesn't remember it. But and now it's just about a balance game. Now she's at school, you know, 3 times a week, but she, you know, she's active in our garden. She already has her garden planned for this year and her seeds picked out, and she's just an active participant on the farm, and I couldn't ask for anything more.
I'm looking at a picture of you. You're on the cover of a book called Women and the Land, written by Barbara Hall. I would expect that a lot of people might go to find out. I think this is a very important aspect, by the way, number of women who are working. It isn't just a single family. It's not just a single person in the family running the farm these days. And it looks to me like you have it figured out, or you're well on the way to figuring it out. And that's part of the education, part of the inspiration here. So for those who are looking for, especially as women become more and more active, in my area, more women own farms than men, frankly. And I think it's a great thing. It's kind of sexy in a maybe a strange way, but this is a good book, Women and the Land, and the story of the Joya Food Farm. So check that out online, joiafoodfarm.com. You will learn from that, as you do from hopefully most of our conversations here on the American Family Farmer. It's 10 before the hour.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Red moon in the sky. Well, I don't know. This is a good time of year for good moons, as it were. So here we are on the American Family Farmer. This is the best program. A lot of people, it's very kind of you to say some of the things that you, those of you who listen, who come from the same sort of background as I do, you find the information refreshing and engaging, and that's really, if I can get that and give you tidbits here and there that are helpful, it's all I can ask for. One of the things that I don't discuss as much as I want because it's frustrating for me as a dairy guy to see where the dairy business is going and lay the responsibility on the government and the huge agribusinesses that are just trying to put everybody out of business. And it's easier in dairy to do that than it is perhaps if you're growing produce. The thing that is most notable, and I want to encourage people, although it's hard to get beyond $14 milk when it costs you 10 bucks more a gallon, I'm sorry, a hundredweight to make this stuff. But the better the quality of the milk, the more chances you have of surviving. Most people know that. I learned it sort of the hard way. When I was selling into the pool and I couldn't make it, I decided, okay, I'm going to either get rid of the cows. Somebody talked me into selling raw milk. I was going to either sell a different kind of product, or I was going to get rid of the cows. And so I was prevailed upon to change the focus and sell raw milk. There were 26 dairies in Massachusetts selling raw milk at the time, and they thought, okay, well, I'll give it a shot. Took a lot of money, time, effort, persistence to get regulatory authority to say, yeah, okay, we'll allow you to this. We won't support you, but we'll allow you. And so the focus was on me getting to be a better dairy guy. And one of the things that, for whatever the reason, in my region, all through my life, there's been a mastitis problem. And so I learned how to deal with that much better. Mastitis, as you know, if you're a dairy person, is directly related to the quality of the milk. If you have a cow that has mastitis, it decreases milk quality and yield. It can really affect the future of the cow. And if you get it into the tank, it can affect how your milk is. If you have a problem, it gets into the tank and you've treated the cow, the whole load could be lost. And that's not, I had that happen to me once. and I don't recommend anybody go there. It was just carelessness on the part of the people who were milking, frankly. So you got to know your people and you got to know your cows. And if there's a question about the people and there's a question about the cow, don't use either one of them. That's my advice. It's hard to find people, I know, especially to work 7 days a week on a dairy farm. But if you don't have the right people who know what the heck they're doing, and part of it isn't just the mechanical thing. Part of it is the love of the cow, knowing the cow. How does the cow function? The good dairy operator, the good milker is a mechanic, much as anything else, pays attention to the animal and the well-being of the animal, feed-wise, health-wise, cleanliness-wise, all of that stuff. But also, you know, there's a certain romance. I know it sounds silly for me to say that, but there really is, I think, romancing the cow. Remember that? That could be a new movie. Remember Romancing the Stone? New movie time, Romancing the Cow. Yep. Also, on the serious side, the buildings that I used, how I cleaned them up, everything changes when you're selling raw milk. So if you're interested in finding a new market and your state allows it, that's where I'd go. I would go, if I were going to go back to milking, I would do the same thing I did before because it worked very, very well. I just stopped because it was just almost impossible for me to find help. And my life isn't such that I can do the milking every day. So you got to, you know, and if you have a larger farm, I just went by a place the other day, had 13,000 cows. Imagine that. I can't even begin. We milked at the end about 130 cows twice a day in a 34 stanchion barn. So it was a traditional, came in, you know, we had milking line, pipeline and stuff, but the cows were milked individually in a line. They were fed that way. And because, frankly, people say, well, why don't you do it the other way around? It's less expensive. But there was a tradition that went with it. The traditional New England farm doing it this way. I know most people don't do it anymore. Most people have a parlor. They got guys. They have robots, all of this sort of thing. But it still doesn't get beyond the people factor. You got to have people who can take care of the animals, make sure they're healthy, make sure the milk that's going into the tank is the quality that you want, because you can't send it down to the factory and cook everything out of it. You got to start with something that's really good. Somatic cell count's important. Everybody knows that, but I just think that the most important thing here is the animal and the way the people who are working with you and you treat that animal for the quality of milk. Got to have good, happy, contented cows. Where'd you hear that before?
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.